You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
It's Curtains Up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong, and today my co-host, the amazing radio host, writer, and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, is sitting down with the incredible Danielle Williamson, who is currently starring as Diva Donna in the national tour of Summer, the Donna Summer musical. Let's join them now.
Welcome to the West of Broadway podcast.
Yay! Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for sharing some of your time with us today. I have to tell you, I was there on opening night at the Hollywood Pantages Theater last week, and you just blew me away. Transcendent is the word that I've been using to describe your performance.
Oh, fantastic. I love that.
Luminous. I mean, Diva Donna is your character, and we'll talk about these different Donnas because it's a little different kind of way to tell the story, but it's really cool. And were you surprised that this jaded Hollywood crowd was like hollering and cheering and dancing and up on their feet? Like, I haven't really seen that at many other opening nights that I've been to here.
I did do a few openings in New York City, and they're pretty tough there too. So I feel like we're getting a great response. You asked me if I was surprised by it. Somewhat. But I'm really happy about it also. I'm really happy that our response has been really positive and the audiences have been very receptive and also really interacting with us, which is great. So it's a full experience.
It really is. And I've been describing it to people as this wonderful hybrid of live concert and then you get a great story that happens to be based on an actual woman's life that goes along with it. And it's what, 20 of Donna? It's every song that you want to hear of Donna Summer worked into this. And were you familiar with her life and her music before you got this role?
I wasn't, actually. I was familiar in terms of, you know, singing her songs here and there for like weddings, if they were requested, but I didn't know much about her music just specifically, and I didn't know much about her either, but I learned a lot. We had a whole day of just Donna Summer immersing into her life, and of course I did some research on my own and put all that together and have crafted this, I hate to say character, I kind of shy away from that. Yes, she's a character in our show, but she was a real person in life. So just being careful to honor her legacy and to really tell her story from an honest place.
And that's a beautiful way of putting it, because she's certainly this icon. She was the queen of disco. I had no idea that she was such a champion for artists, that she had been through abuse. I feel like I kind of got to meet her for the first time through Summer.
I always say to people, I hope when they ask, you know, what would we like audiences to take away from the show or feel? And I really hope they learn something about Donna Summer, because I learned a lot about her in this process. And she really was an incredible woman, not just an icon. And she was a human being with human feelings, and like, you know, she had real life stuff go on.
Yes.
That happened to her. So it's relatable too, I think, in that way, which is really cool. So yeah, I hope people learn something about her, just like you did, like just like I did, like that's, and also have fun. I mean, it's a fun show.
It really is a fun show. You come out of there feeling so good. You get into the hard stuff, though. You deal with abuse. There's some controversy with some of the statements that she made. But yet, by the end of it, we're all dancing and you feel so good and you feel so inspired. Yeah. And yeah, everybody was saying, I never knew that, or I forgot about that song. And it was so great to hear it.
It's like a time portal.
It is. It is. And by the way, the costumes and the wigs are so fantastic in this show. You actually play Donna's mother at one point.
And I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that was a really interesting thing. When I found out that I was playing two people, I was like, oh, man. How am I going to pull this off and make it believable? And so I looked at it as a really fun challenge, and it's so cool to, like, switch from one to the other. It's very subtle, or at least I hope it is, but it's very distinct. Like, they're two different people for sure. A really cool thing to dive into as an actor, you know?
To be two people in a show. But you were so convincing that I didn't realize that was you. And I was like, wait a minute. Is she playing her mom?
Oh,
and then I looked
wow.
in the playbill. And, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome to hear.
You did it. It was amazing.
Yay. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's so neat, and I don't think I've ever seen another show where the story is told quite this way, is that you are Diva Donna, but there's also yes. Disco Donna and Duckling
right.
Donna. And so maybe you could talk a little bit about how there are three amazing actresses creating this character. And there's that word again, character, but portraying Donna Summer.
Yeah, I love the concept of three women playing this role because this is new for me. I've never been in a show like this before. I think it's necessary because there were such major events that happened at each stage of her life that they have to be told from three different actresses at three different stages of their lives, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So Duckling, you know, she's the youngest of the Donnas. She's got a whole different experience. Donna was at a whole different stage in her life when she was at that age. And Duckling is played by Olivia Hardy. She's wonderful. Still in college, if you can believe it. She's in her last year of school right now, so she's balancing this show, school. She's a superwoman. And then we move into Disco Land. Disco is played by Alex Hairston. Brilliant, beautiful woman. She represents Donna at her, when she was coming at the height of her career, like her teenage years and going into the beginning of her career and the height of it. So it's important to have these different stages. And then, of course, as I stated before, I represent the later years after she's established herself. I feel it's important to have three different actresses portray because it's a lot of material and you can't have one person doing it all. Like, that's just, it's a lot.
That'd be a lot to remember. Like, wait.
I mean, wow. I feel like I have all the lines in the play, but
because you're kind of narrating and taking us through this journey. But the three of you work so well together that it's believable that you're portraying the same person. Yeah, it was seamless. It was really amazing.
Good. We all like each other very much. Sisters.
The ensemble is fantastic too, and they were dancing hearts out. It's like a song would end and you would see their chest heaving because they had just given it everything.
Let me tell you, this ensemble is the hardest working ensemble that I know of right now. Like, they do it all. Talk about playing multiple characters. My goodness, these ladies are in and out of costumes, wigs, full looks. They're doing it all, and our men are really awesome, too. Like, this cast is just stellar, I think, the entire cast. And we all work so well together and come together to tell this really special story of this amazing woman who left such a legacy that people should know about this woman. She was incredible.
Do you have a favorite song of hers that you get to sing? Because each of the Donnas gets to sing quite a bit. But what's your favorite one?
Oh, man. I still haven't quite been able to answer this question. But if I have to choose one, it would be Hot Stuff. I love that number so much. And I low-key want to be in it every night. But but I'm also like, I get a little break here, so it's fine. But Hot Stuff is, it's just really fun and like different from anything else that's out there musically. I mean, they use the same tools today, like Donna Summer, Giorgio Moroder, Pete Bellotti, they all started that. Synthesizers, that sound. So it's a very unique sound, and I really like that. So,
it still sounds fresh, and we play that song every day at my radio station, Danielle. It's like people still call for it. I played it today. I love talking over it. I just got such a great intro, and it's timeless. And I love what you said about people requesting Donna Summer songs at weddings, because I used to be a wedding DJ, and we would play Last Dance at the end of the night. We play Hot Stuff at some point. And is that where you started with singing? What was your path to getting into musical theater?
Oh my gosh, a long one. I've been singing my whole life, practically. I started doing competitions and shows here and there. I was always involved in something, though. And most of my high school career, if you will, because I went to a performing arts high school, so I was always in shows. I was competing in competitions so I could win scholarships to college. But I got started really early. I've always been involved in something, whether it was the church choir or the school play or the local singing competition or Apollo. I was always doing something. So I got started very, very early. I grew up around music. My mom and her dad, they had like a group that they put together with my mom's sister. And so music runs deep in my family. My dad has an extensive record collection. So music has been a part of my life for a long, long time. So the path was kind of like laid out for me. I just needed guidance on how to like hone it all together and like sharpen my skills. So went to Boston Conservatory and then started my professional career right after that.
Well, I hope everyone gets to see you because it truly, I mean, your performance, I started off by saying it was transcendent. It's so emotional and wonderful. And I think especially for anybody who is an aspiring actor to just watch you in action, I feel like there is so much that they can learn from how you go from the fun moments to, there was a part, and I know you're an actress, but I was like, I think she's like crying for real. Like, I mean, you just had us in the palm of your hand and it was such an honor to watch you. So everybody needs to get to the Pantages. The show is on through November 24th. And Danielle, before we wrap, I have one question for you. And that is, once this is over, what do you think it is from the show that you're going to take with you? You know, something maybe that you learned from playing the role of Donna or just being a part of this production. Is there anything that's really going to stay with you?
I really want to take away a sense of groundedness and balance with everything, like the show, my personal life. I really want to find that in this next year on this tour and to take away from the show, period. To remember to have fun, because I think that gets lost sometimes on me, being someone who is very, very serious about her art and storytelling. And I have to remember to find the joy in it and don't let it like overtake me. Like there are times when it's okay, we have to really hit it hard, but you can relax a little bit. So balance.
When you're up there giving everything you have, we're all being entertained, but you know, there's so much that goes into it. And man, we appreciate you. I thank you so much for, I mean, a show that I will never forget for the rest of my life. It was really special.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It was really, really good.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you had a great time and that it really resonated with you.
It really did. Well, enjoy the rest of your time in LA and we just wish you all the best, and it'll be another year on the tour, right? Because you guys just started.
Yeah, we're here for a minute, so check us out in the next city, any city. We're gonna have, we have about 23 left, I think.
Danielle, thank you. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lara.
Take care.
All right, bye. Take care.
Thank you, Lara and Danielle, for taking the time to discuss this exciting show, which is currently playing at the Hollywood Pantages Theater through November 24th, and tickets are available at hollywoodpantages.com. Well, that's it for today. You can keep up with our guest Danielle on Instagram, and you can find her using the hashtag DubsLove, that's DubsLove, and catch up with our previous episodes at westofbroadwaypodcast.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes or however you listen to podcasts. And if you're inclined, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm at Will Armstrong PR, and you can find Lara at Lara Scott Media. Thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. We love sharing these episodes with you, so keep listening. And remember, if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.